Mondays, we always have fun checking back on some of the weekend things that were going on, and so much of it we know is associated sports-wise, especially with our attachment to WSW and broadcasting sports. Before we might delve into that, as far as our broadcast of Tigers baseball, there's not much to delve into. A seven-game losing streak is going on now.
See, I knew everything would go bad once they got rid of Al. I knew that would happen.
The Tigers are still winless since we got rid of Al Avila. Before we do that, let me take a moment, first of all, though, go back and thank everyone. And, wow, Friday night, I had the chance to enjoy the Friday night live performance in downtown Saginaw, the concert series that happens at Morley Plaza. And WSW, along with Ascension and St. Mary's, were your sponsors for the night, along with the title sponsors for the entire Friday Night Live, Covenant Healthcare, Team One Credit Union, and WNAM TV5. But it was Riverfront Blues Night, and these two performers have given Saginaw a lot of love over their careers, Cherie Williams and Larry McRae, and boy, did Saginaw give it right back, and both of them owned the stage when they were on it. Cherie Williams performed first, and she rocked. She was just performing with a great band behind her, very personable, very engaging with the crowd, got down several times in front and, you know, had the crowd singing along and dancing along with her. And Larry McRae was just, well, Larry McRae is Larry McRae. So just great weather, great turnout, and appreciate all those who said hi to several listeners. Food enjoyed by all the food trucks and all the different sponsors. Just a good time had by all from Friday night and Friday Night Live. I posted a couple of pictures on our Facebook page and trying to capture both Cherie and Larry and some of the crowd. And just, again, want to make sure we make that mention, since this is the first time we've had a chance to get together since Friday night.
Yeah, it was just beautiful weather that
really
night,
was.
Too.
And it was really beautiful weather for the entire weekend. There were some places that I know got some showers. Clouds built up where I am, but I don't think I saw a drop of rain.
Oh, really?
All weekend long, yeah.
I don't know.
Did you get some?
Oh, yeah.
You got some rain?
Okay. A lot of it on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. It looked like it. I was ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened.
No?
At least in my world.
Right.
Obviously in your world.
Yes.
Perhaps that could have been the best thing for the Tigers. I got nothing really much more to say.
No, not really much more to say. I think they're just kind of playing out the rest of the year. Sad news about Tarik Skubal, that they are sitting him for the rest of the year, and they are quite concerned about his arm issues. And considering everything else that's happening with all their young pitchers, it's just, oh, man, this is unreal. Unreal what this team has been going through.
You're hoping that there could be some kind of bright spot, maybe some players that could build upon themselves, maybe a guy like Akil Baddoo, maybe he can find some of that magic he had last year and continue it. I don't know.
It's going to be a lot of work for whoever the new general manager is.
Yeah. The Castros, maybe they'll continue to do well so they could maybe have some future with the team.
I don't know.
I just don't know.
I don't either.
It's been tough.
Yeah, it has been tough. It has been tough. And so I guess, do you think they wait till the end of the year to name a new GM?
Is there any reason to name one right now?
I mean, I don't know.
They're going to want to do a search.
Right.
And maybe there is a GM of another team that they have in mind. Or if not a GM, maybe a front office person with another team that they don't want to talk to now. Maybe a person who's in a pennant race.
Right.
So they'll have to wait off on that. Let's put it this way. There's no hurry.
Sounds like, according to the Detroit Free Press, you know, they were saying if the organization decides to keep manager A.J. Hinch, there are some names out there that he has worked with that could consider being the next general manager. So,
and I think A.J. will get the break just because of the injuries that are taking place.
Yeah,
just
right.
Which is, especially to the pitching staff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you know, maybe we could. You know, I was just talking about, you know, going back to last Friday. And I heard in your sports, you mentioned, maybe we should go back to last Friday and talk about a different cat instead of the Tigers. Talk about the Lions.
Talk about the Lions.
It was a loss, but still.
Oh, yeah. It was fine, yeah.
First preseason games, I think fans can get a little excited. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson made a couple of nice plays.
Was that his first tackle?
I think it was. I think that was his first tackle. Yeah, yeah. He had See, he had that tackle for a loss. He had, I think, two tackles for a loss.
He had two tackles.
He drew a penalty as well, a holding penalty. So, yeah, he was making his presence known. As for the other 10 defenders, well, I don't know what we could say about them, but he was doing all right. He was doing okay. So I think Detroit's going to be happy to have him. And I will, one reason why I was happy the Lions took him, one, I think he's kind of one of those born leaders, and I like that about him. And two, he's just got a never-ending motor. It just keeps going and going, and that's, I think they need somebody like that. Set an example.
And he fits into Dan Campbell's playing mode right there.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, and you were talking about something off-air. Maybe we should mention on-air for fans who don't realize it. An offensive line that actually was playing together.
Yeah, that's right. First time the offensive line got to all five of them, because last year they were all injured at different times. So this was really the first time they all got to play at the same time, and they did very well. The running game was the Lions' first team offense only had one drive, the opening drive, and they marched right down the field and scored a touchdown and looked very impressive doing it. So something to build on. And Jared Goff looked very comfortable.
Well, that's good news. I mean, if you're looking for anything that would be positive, again, it's preseason.
It is. It is preseason.
A few more games to go, but you'd rather have something positive than something, you know, to be concerned about right out of the box.
Tell you what, it was not obviously a sellout at Ford Field, but it was loud, especially when Hutchinson made it. Well, especially when the Lions scored their first touchdown, and then when Hutchinson made his first defensive play. That almost had a little bit of a midseason feel to it down there at Ford Field. So it was pretty exciting. I think people are ready.
And the next one is what, on the road this Saturday?
Yeah, they play on the road this Saturday against Indianapolis.
All right.
So I think you'll see some of the starters for that one. And then maybe for that third one, I don't know, maybe you might see some of them play a little bit. But, you know, obviously the teams want to guard against injuries.
Well, it won't be long before Morning Team Show fans might remember from what we have been doing for so many years that on Mondays we'll take time to talk about the Lions, because we have that never-ending rose-colored glasses optimism that won these seasons. We'll be talking about the Lions every week and continuing into a conversation. We're on the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
We'll have a chance to talk about the Lions at least playing in the game.
Yes.
We're not even talking about winning, but at least appearing in the Super Bowl for the first time ever in franchise history.
Well, they won three times last year. So if they doubled their win total, hey, that would at least be six Mondays that we'd be happy.
We'd be happy. We'd consider it a success.
And I don't think that's far-fetched either. But
nope,
we'll get into that. We'll get into that later, of course.
Hey, thanks to a couple of listeners, by the way, speaking of weekend stuff, and we want to take a moment to make sure that we wish well today the continuation of some baseball being played by some youngsters. Pony League World Series is going on, and the Bay County Red team is still involved. Over the weekend, from last week to over the weekend, won one and lost one. It is a double elimination tournament.
Yeah.
Bay County Red plays again today at 10 o'clock this morning, having to win in order to stay in, since it's double elimination. But we wish congratulations to Bay County Red and what fun it is for the youngsters with school starting in just another week.
They're still playing baseball on August 15th.
And for the American Legion World Series, the Midland Berry Hill team, Post 165, playing tonight, this afternoon, 4 o'clock, in a semifinal game. Midland finished 2-1 after winning its first two games, lost to Idaho last year, which, by the way, Idaho Falls is the two-time defending World Series champion. Mm-hmm. And so Midland will play against Troy at 4 o'clock, and then the other semifinal game plays tonight, and then they'll play for a championship. So congratulations to the guys who involved with the American Legion Baseball World Series for the Midland Berry Hill team, Post 165.